Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a great show. We have Glenn Miller, Georgie Auld, Louis Armstrong, Ralph Martiri, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Nat King Cole. We'll have Cheryl Bentine, and right now, it's Buddy Morrow, and You'd Better Love Me.
my sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when she kisses me, I sure stay kissed. 'Cause when my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. Kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Nat King Cole with Billy Mays Orchestra, and a song, good song, written by Jimmy McHugh and Irving Mills in 1924, called When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. Before that, it was Cheryl Bentine with a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937, another famous one called They Can't Take That Away From Me. And we heard from Buddy Morrow and his orchestra, and a song from 1964 called You'd Better Love Me. Let's take a look at what was going on this day. Back in 1856, the Republican Party opened its first national convention in Philadelphia. On this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City aboard the French ship Lyra. And on this day in 1775, the British took Bunker Hill just outside of Boston. And Virginia's cessation from the Union on this week in 1863 gave reason for the birth of West Virginia. It seems that 40 western counties in Virginia did not secede, and instead formed their own government, officially entering the United States of America on this day, well, actually the 20th of June of 1863, as our 35th state. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Ralph Martiri. We'll have Dick Hames here. And here's Peggy Lee, and you all know this, but it's a great song. It's a good day.
Singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Thank you.
all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until a thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
Thank you.
Well, it's about 18 minutes past the hour, and I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, that was Ralph Martiri and his orchestra in a Persian market, and we heard from Dick Hames from his CD called The Ballad Singer, and a song written by Rodgers and Hart back in 1927 called My Heart Stood Still. And it was Peggy Lee singing It's a Good Day. Peggy Lee and husband Dave Barber wrote that, wrote the words and the music to it back in 1946, and it was a success. It got on the hit parade number 16 in 1947. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1579, that Sir Francis Drake claimed San Francisco Bay for England. It was on this very day, back in 1872, a fellow by the name of George M. Hoover began selling, you thought I'd say vacuum sweepers, but it's whiskey, in Dodge City, Kansas. And up until that time, the town had been dry. Can you believe that? All the movies you've seen about Dodge City, Kansas, and those wide-open saloons. Well, he started something. And on this week, back in 1898, it's difficult to have a war when you don't know there's one going on, and you don't have any ammunition. So goes the story as to why, during the Spanish-American War, the Spanish commander of Guam surrendered to Captain Glass, the captain of the USS Charleston. Back to more music. Coming up, we have Glenn Miller, we'll have Georgie Auld, and a vocal by Lynn Stevens. And right now, it's Louis Armstrong with Velma Middleton. It's a great song, All That Meat and No Mashed Potatoes.
Bother me, honey, that a piece of roast beef can't fix up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Pops. A man works hard, then comes on home, expects to find stew with that fine ham bone. He opens the door, then starts to lookin'.
Say, woman, what's this stuff you cooking? Now that meat and no potatoes, I just sing right there like a green tomato.
Here I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat
and no potatoes.
All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators.
Now hold me steady, I'm really ready. Now all that meat and no potatoes.
I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes.
Yes, I looked in the pot. I'm fit to fight. Cause, woman, you know that mess just ain't right.
Oh, that's all. Oh, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Woman, I'm steaming, yeah, really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes.
Mm-hmm. anything goes.
That's what I like about you. I looked in the pot, and what a sight. 'Cause woman, you know, without rice, beans just ain't right.
Oh, Pops, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Now, woman, I'm steaming and I'm really screaming.
It ain't rational.
All that meat
and no potatoes.
Glenn Miller's orchestra from his CD. It's actually a three-set CD called The Popular Recordings, 1938 to 1942. This was Caribbean Clipper. We heard from Georgie Auld and his orchestra with a vocal by Len Stevens and a very famous tune called Seems Like Old Times. This was very famous for Arthur Godfrey, as it was his theme song. And we heard from Louis Armstrong and Velma Middleton and a Fats Waller tune called All That Meat and No Potatoes from a CD called Satch Plays Fat. And it was recorded on April of 1955. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Ella Fitzgerald. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we still have lots more great stuff. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Chick Webb and his orchestra. We'll have Tony Bennett here, backed up by Count Basie. And here's Ella, Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle and Call Me Darlin'.
Call me darling, call me sweetheart, call me dear. Thrill me, darling, with the words I want to hear. In your dark a promise I see, but your two lips won't say you care for me. Oh, my darling, if my daydream would come true, you would meet me at a secret rendezvous, and I'd find the paradise that lies deep in your eyes. Call me darling, call me sweetheart, call me
creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I gotta put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? Turn those heaters on. Woe is me. Gotta put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where did you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
In the 12 years I've been doing this show, I have never played this song before. It's a good one, actually, although I couldn't find out much about it. I just like the sound of it. It's called Lona, and it's done by the Chick Webb Orchestra from a CD called Rhythm Man, and it was recorded in May of 1934. Before that, it was Tony Bennett backed up by Count Basie and a Johnny Mercer, Harry Warren tune from 1938 called Jeepers Creepers. It was in a film with Louis Armstrong called Going Places. And we heard one from the great Ella Fitzgerald backed up by the great Nelson Riddle in an English tune called Call Me Darlin' from a CD called Ella Swings Gently with Nelson. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this very day in 1799 that Napoleon Bonaparte incorporated Italy into his vast empire. On this day in 1837, Charles Goodyear received his first patent. It was a patent for making rubber easier to work with. Sad day in 1876, General George Crook's command was attacked and defeated at Rosebud River by 1,500 Sioux and Cheyenne under the leadership of Crazy Horse. And on this week, back in 1848, Toast of the Town premiered on CBS TV. New York entertainment columnist and critic Ed Sullivan was the host. He started his TV career that would span 23 years on a weekly basis. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis made their television debut on that show. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have Helen Humes, we have Sarah Vaughan, and here's Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and Just One of Those Things.
It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, bye bye, goodbye, baby and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Thank you. don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stopped my heart with icy frigidaire, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around me to hound me and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I'm through with love. I'm through with love. For every time I fall in love, something always happens to me. That's why I'm through with
love. Don't worry about me. Show is over and so the story ends. Why not call it a day, a sensible way, and still be friends? Just look out for yourself, should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool. Darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me. A fool. Darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me.
You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. That was Helen Humes, and another one of our great standards we're featuring here in this last half hour. It was Don't Worry About Me, a product of Ted Kohler and Rube Bloom from 1939. We heard from Sarah Vaughan with a Gus Kahn tune called I'm Through With Love, and it was Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and the famous Cole Porter tune. He wrote the words and the music to Just One of Those Things. Well, looking back on this day in 1928, Amelia Earhart began the flight that made her the first woman to successfully fly across the Atlantic Ocean. On this day in 1942, Yank, the weekly magazine for the U.S. Armed Services, began publication. The term G.I. Joe was first used in that comic strip. And on this week in 1942, V-mail, or Victory Mail, was sent for the first time. V-mail used a special paper for letter writing during World War II that was designed to reduce cargo space taken up by mail sent to and from members of the armed services. The letters were written on special paper. They were opened at the post office. They were censored. This was wartime, you know, and reduced in size by photography. As a matter of fact, they were reduced so much that one roll of film contained 1,600 letters. V-mail. We have time for a couple more. Here's a good one right now. We have Bing Crosby and Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, well, won't you tell me how? Imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, well, won't you tell me?
Thank you.
listening right now to Woody Herman and his version of Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And we started with Bing Crosby, a George and Ira Gershwin tune, Nice Work If You Can Get It. We're just about out of time right now. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.